Note that the survey also includes information relating to roads, driveways, fence lines, easements, and other improvements. The last call in the description returns to the point of beginning. This method is the oldest and most common method of land description and was used in the original 13 colonies. The metes and bounds description is the primary method of describing land in states that do not utilize the government survey system. When surveying a tract of land, the surveyor often puts corner boundary markers or stakes in place. A permanent marker installed on the land by a surveyor is called a monument. Monuments are often the reference point for the beginning of a metes and bounds survey. A monument may take many forms. Some are placed by surveyors of government land, such as the one on the right. Others may be iron rods, wooden sticks, rocks, trees, or any number of items used by the surveyor to mark a corner. The metes and bounds description is most often used to describe rural properties that are not situated in subdivisions. Small tracts of land situated in urban areas may also be described by metes and bounds, making the method suitable for properties ranging from a fraction of an acre to thousands of acres of land.